We thank you for freeing those that are imprisoned. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. And today we continue, in fact, we are going to end the series on starting every day right. We're going to start a new series next week. And we'll talk about one other blessing that is said every morning, a blessing of gratitude, which has a kind of a strange phraseology to it. And we're going to explore that a little bit. So we say to God, Baruch Atah Hashem, bless are you God, our God, King of the universe, Matir Asurim, you are the one that unties or frees those that are bound up like in chains or those that are imprisoned. It's a very strange thing to say. First of all, what are we thanking God for? We're not all imprisoned during the night, thank God. We're free people. So what do we actually mean? So in a very literal sense, we mean we thank God for waking up and for allowing us to start functioning again. Because during the night, we sleep, we're existing, we're alive, but we're not fully functional. We don't use our hands, we don't use our feet. And also we don't speak and we don't hear necessarily unless someone makes a very loud noise and wakes us up. And in fact, if you look in the blessings of gratitude, you'll see there's no special blessing for speech and hearing and things like that. So the commentary explained, this is what we're really talking about. We're sleeping. Sleeping means we're not really functional. We are tied up, so to speak. Our body is in chains, figuratively speaking. And we ask when we thank God for in the morning for untying the chains, freeing the imprisoned, so we can walk around, we can function, we can use our hands, we can do things, we can build things, we can say things, we can hear things. That's just not taking all these normal things for granted. Again, the same theme. These are normal parts of life. We all expect to wake up functional, seeing, hearing, talking, doing, but we don't take it for granted and we show gratitude to God for having woken up that day. However, as we've talked about with the other blessings, there's a deeper message here. And the deep message is that it's also some sort of a prayer, really. We're asking God and we're acknowledging the fact that sometimes we are stuck. In other words, sometimes we wake up in the morning, it's a new day, new opportunities, and yet we can't move forward because we're still stuck in yesterday. We're still stuck in the paradigm that we used to. We're still complacent. We still feel that there's certain things we cannot advance in, we cannot do, we cannot progress in. And so we say to God, you have woken us up for a reason. You've given us a new day for a reason. And we thank you. We thank you for untying those that are stuck. Meaning, we know and acknowledge you give us the ability to start a new day fresh and to grow. And growing means letting go of the chains of yesterday. We all have so much baggage. We all have so many paradigms that we're sort of stuck in. We have our personality that we were born with. We have the personality that was affected and impacted by the way we grow up, you know, nature and nurture, by the environment we were in, the parents we were in, All these things at a very young age impact the way we are today. And sometimes there's a tendency among many to say, well, that's the way I was born, or to blame those that had a negative impact on me. It might have been a parent, it might have been a teacher. No one's perfect. And yet, the Jewish way is absolutely not. The Jewish way is that we take full responsibility and we own our story and we believe in the power of change and growth. We believe that emotionally and spiritually, we can grow. We can go beyond our limitations. We can go beyond the nature that we have. We can transcend the personality that we were given or that evolved and developed when we were a child. We're not stuck there. We don't have to be stuck there. And we can evolve and grow from the paradigm that we're in, not only from our childhood, but from yesterday, last week and last month and last year. Because we keep on trapping ourselves. We keep on taking on the baggage with things that happen to us. And sometimes they're very impactful. Sometimes they are very significant and they're very real. A challenge that happened to us, a trauma that came upon us, someone that really hurt us. And of course, those things we accept and we acknowledge the pain, and we sometimes have to grieve them. But at the end of the day, we realize that we are not defined by them. And we have that ability. Sometimes we need help developing that ability. Might be a mentor, might be a friend, it might be a professional even. But we can go beyond who we are. And that's the blessing, Matir Asurim. And that's the blessing that we say to God and we ask God to help us along in the new day. That let us look at this day as a new day, a fresh day, a new opportunity, a clean slate, so we can make the day meaningful and grow in our own self. So let's internalize that. I want you to close your eyes. Just become aware, maybe for a few moments, notice your breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. Noticing the rhythm. Noticing different parts of your body, feeling the place where you're sitting. Perhaps feeling the floor that's under your feet. Just notice, focus. If you lose focus, just gently bring your mind back and just try and be aware. In a state of awareness, I want you to think of one thing that is holding you back. A personality trait, an experience, an unresolved conflict, a relationship issue. Just try and identify one thing that is chaining you, that is holding you back. Now that you've thought of that thing that is holding you back, let's go deep into our soul. Pay attention to your breathing and breathe deeply. Breath is neshima, same word as neshama. And remember, as you breathe, connecting to the essence of your soul, that your soul has layers, behavior, emotion, cognition, subconscious. But deep down, there's a spark that is pure, an infusion of godliness. Deep down, there's a spark which is infinite. That's the real you. Think of who you really are. Your soul, your spark of godliness, the purity that's within you. You can break free. Matir Asurim. You can grow. You can let go. Think of one thing you can do to let go of that thing holding you back. One conversation you can have, one phone call you can make, one behavior you can change. You are not stuck. Every day is fresh, every moment is fresh. You can take the next step forward. And coming back, let's just remember that every time we feel stuck, let's stop and pause. Maybe close your eyes, maybe breathe a little bit. And remember who you really are. A person who's not stuck. A person who can grow beyond the things they're stuck in or they think they're stuck in. Let's keep growing. Have a wonderful day.